Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? It's Billy Nash. I'm back, right? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger said, I'll be back. And I am. Episode 37. We took a little hiatus for the last, I don't know, year and a half, but pleasantly surprised as the podcast grew to being top 10 in the United States of America for luxury real estate. I figured I would have dropped at least to the top 100, but we're still top 20. And people are still listening. So if you haven't caught up to episodes before, take a listen, because I said some things in the last episode, 36, that actually have come to fruition, which I'm pretty psyched about. So not only is this podcast enhancing your abilities to grow your business, get fired up, hear what's happening on the market, but My predictions on my forecasts on the real estate market, the stock market, industry changes, shifts in the market have actually all come true. So a couple highlights, which I think is pretty cool before we kind of dig into what we're going to chat about today, is that in my last podcast 16 months ago, I said that Bitcoin would most likely go to 20,000. I know this doesn't have a lot to do with real estate, but remember, when somebody sells Bitcoin, they might be putting it into real estate. So I said Bitcoin would be go down to maybe a 20,000 range. And then be careful, because if the government doesn't shut down Bitcoin, the next stop could be a big rally to 100,000. And guess what? Bitcoin went through 100,000. Another thing I mentioned, again, because these all have to direct correlations to your real estate business, because when the stock market makes 52-week highs and people are pulling liquidity out, another asset that they'll allocate to is their long-term hold, which is real estate. So it's very important too, as another part of your business, is to follow what's happening in the stock market as well, which I do, of course. So 16 months ago, I said when the market was below 40,000 that the Fed would kind of hold off on lowering interest rates until this year, which they did. I said that the election would be kind of freeze everybody up for a while, which it did. And then I said the market could have a print in 2025. When I say print, the market would touch these levels. I said the market would print anywhere between 47 and 50,000 on the Dow in 2025. And we just made a 52-week high above 48,000. So that stock market forecast was also 100% accurate. So I'm not sure if I get lucky, or maybe I kind of know what I'm talking about. But I'm glad I'm back in the studio. So much has happened in the last 16 months. You know, we went out and we shot the sizzle reel for the new television show, Passport Properties, which I co-created with Leland and my wife. We have an amazing production team, over 20 people working on the show. And after we made the sizzle reel, we decided to keep all the creativity to ourselves, because we wanted to make a show that's not only unscripted, but very authentic, with me traveling around the world, going into these communities, using real estate as the lens to dig in, meet the artisans, meet the people that know the history. And we did it. So after we made the sizzle reel, we then went out and shot 9 episodes in 7 different countries, 3 in Italy, and those include North Africa, Portugal, Spain, France, England, Scotland, Croatia, Sardinia, Puglia, and Florence. All cinematic, all in post-production, and we are so excited for that show to premiere next year, all over the world. We have an amazing distributor, Blue Ann, who's one of the best in the business. So we're in great hands. We just got back from France, where the show debuted to buyers, streamers, broadcasters all over the world in Cannes, France. And so we're super excited about that. So stay tuned. And we got big announcements coming for Passport Properties. And I'm very excited. We have a great team. So also, the real estate business, we had a lot of things that's happened since the last podcast, right? The settlement happened with NAR, which is now what I said actually when I was predicting or forecasting what would happen with that settlement. Well, guess what? For your business, there should be no changes, just like I said, right? That was a big, in my opinion, money grab. It happened. And I don't know any agent that does that, you know, that adds tremendous value to their clients that has cut their fee down to reflect that settlement. It had nothing to do with anything, right? So you know, some different paperwork is flying around. Other than that, it was a gigantic yawn. And there's been a lot of, you know, in the last 16 months, another thing that's happened, you know, is the NAR settlement took place. And I said in my last podcast that if you're adding tremendous value to your clients, there's no issues with what you charge, right? People pay for service. Clients pay for expertise. Clients pay for someone that can execute and deliver the goods. So if you're delivering, that was a big yawn and you got no problem. The market has definitely slowed tremendously in the last 16 months, no doubt. It's not as robust as I thought, especially in the 2 million and below market. Homes are sitting longer. Pricing is very important when you're listing property, because if you do not price your listings properly, they will sit. And you will be in the world of, I got to cut the price. And that's a world you don't want to be in, right? So think very clearly and properly when you list your property, and make sure you are the one that dictates price to your clients. And because at the end of the day, you are the authority, right? So that leads to us to what we're going to talk about today. And I thought this was interesting. So, you know, as I'm driving over to the podcast studio, I don't sit there for 3 hours in the morning and try to figure out what I'm going to say. I just roll with it. Come up with a topic that I think would be important to help my fellow colleagues, real estate agents, you know, all around the country, in South Florida, around Florida, and around the world. Is what is an authority, right? You know, people call me a luxury authority. Well, what does that mean? He's a real estate luxury authority. In my opinion, anybody can be an authority. But what an authority really is someone that knows their stuff, right? Someone that can add value, deliver to a potential client solutions for them. If they're looking to sell their home, if they're looking to buy a home, you want to be an authority. You want to be someone that can deliver all the promises that you make, right? So you under-promise and over-deliver, of course. But you need to know your market cold. You need to know your brand. You need to have your brand out in the marketplace. So that creates you as an authority. And you don't have to be an authority for the country, right? That's kind of hard to do, right? But take a smaller bite of the apple. Take a smaller bite of the apple. Be an authority in your gated community. Be an authority in your town. Be an authority on your street. It doesn't matter. Just be that go-to person that when someone's thinking about buying or selling a property, whether it's a luxury property or whether it's something that's in a smaller market, be that authority. So when I think of that, how do you do that, right? Of course, branding. Branding is so important in this business, and everybody keeps getting drilled about their brand. And it's so important. Your social media presence, your brand, is your online resume, right? When someone goes and Googles you, what do they see? Google yourself, right? Pull up your name and put in real estate and look and see what comes up. Take an inventory of how your online brand looks, because that is something that creates you as, you know, that helps you become, you know, an authority, right? So take stock of that, write it down, see what comes up, take a screenshot of it. And if that visibility is there, well, guess what? Then you're on your way to be an authority. And I think, you know, that's important. Clients want someone that's an authority, right? They don't want somebody that's going to say, well, I kind of trying to thinking this through and I'm trying to figure it out. A client, your clients, your valuable clients who are very loyal to you, they want to be educated in an area that they may not be, right? So if they're buying a property in a particular area, they want to learn more about the schools and the restaurants and things like that. So be that authority, right? They're looking for you to add that value. Then you never have a problem with what you're, you know, with what you charge for your services. Be the authority. Go the extra mile. And it's so important in this business to be an authority. What are other ways that you can have visibility to become an authority? I like to do, as people see on my social media, on Instagram, Nash.Billy, on my Facebook, I like to talk about what's happening in the local market. I think that's important. That helps you become an authority. And every time you do a deal, right? I don't care if it's a $200,000 deal or a $20 million deal, right? You want to promote that on your social media channel because that helps you become an authority. It shows you know what you're doing. Even if you're just starting in this business, I don't care if the property was a $200,000 condo, right? Showcase it, right? Because you're not showcasing, look what I've done. Look at me. Look how I've done it. Look how I do it. I think that is super important. Not look at me now, pound my chest, but this is how I've done it. This is how I do it. And people that are watching you on social media will see that you are an authority in your, in your particular area. So pick your spot. I think it's super, super important. And also, this is something that I always say. If you're in a market where someone is, is an authority, well, guess what? It could be a lot of authorities, in your particular market. There's a ton of authorities in luxury real estate in America, right? You just want to be one of them. So you don't have to be number one, I always say this, and this is so important, right? And if I could tattoo this on my arm, I would. Actually, I could, but I won't. Number one, what does that mean? As long as you are, I don't care about the leaderboard, who's number one, who's got these big billboards, in airports and all that. It doesn't matter to me, right? All I care about is that when my clients think of me, I am number one to them and they are number one to me. And that is an ultimate lesson when it comes to building your business. And even if you're, a top producer. And I'm sure they have similar thoughts on that. Who cares about being number one? As long as you're number one to your clients, that's what counts. And that's with any industry, right? I don't care if you're selling, whatever you're selling. It doesn't matter. It is something that is amazingly important. Just remember that. If there's anything you could take away from this, be number one to your clients and good things will happen. So being an authority is important. Press. Right. If you can get any kind of publication, right, of a deal that you've done, get it in the press. Right. Right. You're the brokerage that you work for. I happen to work for a great company that's been in business for, 100 years as of next year, the Kies Company in Florida. Right. So we're really good at promoting in the press transactions. So those are things that help you become an authority. So the firm that you're working for, if you do a deal, well, go to the marketing department and say, hey, listen, I want to publish this. This is important to me. And that helps you become an authority. So I had a couple of things come up recently where I'm excited, which, it's humbling to me. I recently spoke at our Forbes conference because we're part of Forbes Global Properties. And, going up as an authority, I was able to share my thoughts on a lot of different things up on the stage, and I think other agents appreciated it. But again, being an authority means authenticity, right? Being an authority in my eyes is to be authentic, right? Be authentic. Knowledge is power. Your clients will appreciate authenticity and knowing that, you know your shit, right? That's super important. So become an authority, you know, use every tool possible at your firm and it'll come organically, right? If you listen to what, you know, what's inside of your belly, right? About growing your business, you know, being motivated, doing the right thing. The authority becomes natural. It'll happen organically. So you become an authority and I'm sure it'll happen for you. So we're going to make this podcast not too long because I'm just getting fired up. We got so much to say. I don't want to, you know, hit all these different subjects and topics because, you know, when you're bottled up for 16 months with no microphone in front of you, I got a lot to say. There's a lot that's happened. So, but we'll save a lot of that for the next 12 months as we're going to be filming and recording podcasts every week from here on in. Next year, 2026, I think it's going to be a great year for real estate. I think the last 14, 16 months, there's been, you know, definitely a slowdown. The luxury market, 2 million plus, has been great. Pricing is critical, but I do think interest rates, they might not cut them in December. I do think maybe next year you'll still, I think what will happen is you might not see interest rates come down, but I think real estate activity will definitely pick up. There's been some things that happened around the country in different markets, which will cause maybe some sellers in certain states that might become sellers or there could become buyers. So lots of stuff are happening on that front. And then I did find out there's a couple of cool events to help you with your business, which I'll be a part of, which is cool. So RIS Media is doing Rock in the New Year 2026. I don't have all the information in front of me, but it's their sixth year. There should be over 10,000 people listening. It's a virtual event. I'll be one of the speakers on listing luxury properties, strategies for that, along with another 50 of the top agents and people in the real estate business to help you with your business. So that's RIS Media. I'll put a link up so you can go and register and it should be fun. So we'll be recording that soon and that'll be out in January. And then it'll be recorded and you can watch it over and over again for some great tips. It's, I think, a 6 or 5 hour event. More details to come on that. And then another event that I think is really awesome. If you're part of Luxury Portfolio International, Luxury Portfolio, every year they have a conference in Las Vegas at the Wynn, and it draws some of the best agents in the business that want to grow their business, network with top agents, not only from America, but around the world. And so that's super exciting. So I've been asked to come and speak. I spoke at it about, I think, 4 years ago. But I've been asked to come back and chat again at the Wynn in Las Vegas in March. I think it's March 4th, 5th, and 6th, but that's going to be a great event. So if you're part of Luxury Portfolio, leading real estate companies of the world, I'll see you in Las Vegas. It's going to be fun. There's going to be amazing speakers from all over, great strategies, great networking. And I said to my wife, and this is something to remember, right? Because you could be sitting in an audience listening to someone talk about the business and learning some tips, best practices. I said to my wife 9 years ago, when I got my real estate license, we went to our first Luxury Portfolio Leading Real Estate Companies of the World conference in Las Vegas. And I was in the audience with another 2,000 agents. And I looked at my wife and I said to her, Tracy, I'm telling you right now, might not be next year, might not be in 3 years, but I will be on that stage, on that main stage, sharing how I built a blockbuster business in luxury real estate. And I did it. And I'm sharing those nuggets with everyone because I think putting it out into the universe is good karma. And I love sharing ideas with fellow agents, not only here in Florida, but around the country and now around the world. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up. And I'm super excited that I'm back in the podcast studio for this episode. And there's going to be lots more to come. I'm going to bring Tracy back on and we're going to be answering questions from agents all over, which is always fun. Once a month, we're going to do that. I'm going to have some cool guests on And I look forward to chatting with everybody again. And if this gets you fired up, I'm excited. Go out and do some business and follow this podcast, Luxury Real Estate with Billy Nash. And we are now, it's top 20. Let's get to being back top 10, maybe top 3. And I appreciate everybody listening. And share with your friends. Go on Spotify. Go on Spotify. Go on Apple. Leave me a review. And I really appreciate it. Let's hammer that algorithm. All right, everybody. I'll talk to everybody soon. And Billy Nash, I'm back in the studio. And I'm so glad you're listening. Talk to everybody soon.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.